This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin, and we're here once again to answer your questions.
Aloha, this is Victoria.
I'm Jay from Fort Worth.
My name is Cassie, and I'm from Michigan.
My feeling is that the small business owner is not supported in the United States right now.
What will be the economic impact of a possible second wave?
I was wondering in what way this was affecting poor communities in general.
Why is Advil bad to take for treating COVID-19 at home?
What's the best way to care for oneself and your loved ones when someone has the virus?
Do you have any suggestions for me?
Thank you.
NPR journalists and outside experts are on hand to offer solid facts, to tell you what we know, and to correct some of the misinformation that's floating around. And when we don't know something, we'll tell you that too. You can send us your questions about your health, your economic worries, or about adjusting to life in a pandemic. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, you can use the hashtag NPRConversation. But every night we begin by answering the question, what happened today? Nearly 39 million people have been forced out of work over the last 9 weeks. 2.4 million Americans filed for unemployment this past week. The job losses are equal to 1 in 4 Americans filing jobless claims. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for more vote by mail and election security to be included in the next congressional relief package.
The fear of getting sick threatens some not to go to the polls. People should not have to choose between voting and preserving their good health.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer extended the state's stay-at-home order for another 2 weeks and is encouraging residents to wear masks.
What we don't want to do is to re-engage as though nothing's changed. Life has changed, and it's important that we change along with it so we can safely get back to some normalcy.
President Trump was also in Michigan today touring a Ford factory now making ventilators. The president was asked if he was concerned about a second wave from the virus.
People say that's a very distinct possibility. It's standard. And we're going to put out the fires. We're not going to close the country. We're going to put out the fires. There could be, whether it's an ember or a flame, we're going to put it out. But we're not closing our country.
Globally, there are now 5 million confirmed COVID-19 infections. In the U.S., the death toll from the disease is now 94,000. Late tonight, the president ordered flags to be flown at half staff to honor the victims of COVID-19. Tonight, we're going to look deeper at those shocking unemployment numbers. Economists warn many of the millions of jobs lost might be permanent. You've sent us lots of questions about the unemployment and its effect on small businesses. So here with some answers to those questions is NPR's economics reporter, Danielle Kurtzleben. Danielle, welcome back.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, jobless claims are now at nearly 39 million. Can you put that into some context for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's around 1 in 4 people who were working before the crisis. As my colleague Scott Horsley reported this morning, 1 in 4. That is astronomical and devastating. And just to put this further into context for you, like you said, today it was reported that 2.4 million people applied newly for jobless claims last week. So that's on top of the millions that had already. That 2.4 million number is slowly declining week by week if you need to find a silver lining here. But before this crisis, 600,000, 700,000 a week was considered very high. That's how high it got during the last recession. Now, we have spent about 2 months blowing past that week after week being in the millions. So this is, we are in really uncharted territory here.
And it is fair to say that small businesses have been hit particularly hard by the pandemic, Danielle. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely, yes. Okay. No question.
All right. So our first question speaks to that, and this is Maggie in Houston.
Over the last 12 years, I've created a consulting business. Pretty much everything has dried up. I applied for one of the SBA loans and was told that they lost my application, and I was turned down for unemployment. My feeling is that the small business owner is not supported in the United States right now. So my question is, are small businesses really sustainable in the future, given the current economic climate?
Danielle, what would you say to Maggie?
First things first, I mean, that sounds like a terrible situation. So I really hope things look up for her. I mean, one thing to get at there is that she said she was turned down for an SBA loan. I don't know what loan she had applied for, but if she happens to be talking about the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, one that we have talked about a lot here, there is still money left. So while it is very troubling that her application was lost, it is, I would bet that it's possible she can go reapply for that. So there is still hope in that program. Now, as far as her broader question about the outlook for small businesses, yeah, it's scary. In normal times, when things are good, half of small businesses have less than a month of cash built up, of buffer days that they could use to ride out a crisis. And we have been in this crisis for well over a month now. So it is quite likely that this crisis is harder on small businesses than on big firms. So yeah, we don't know how bad this is yet, but there will probably be a lot of small business casualties. And the big question that I'm looking for is this, is that after the Paycheck Protection Program ends later next month, then what more? What will small businesses need, and will they be able to get it? So we are going to be watching for that.
Another question about, in the same vein, the Paycheck Protection Program was created to support businesses, and Paul in Seattle has a question about that.
Each week, we hear a staggering number of new claims for unemployment and the total since the pandemic began. But how many of those people are back to work because of the PPP?
Danielle, do we have any idea?
This is one of those unfortunate instances where I have to say we don't really know. I mean, I can tell you what we do know, which is this, is that as of the end of last week, there had been 4.3 million of these loans that were given out. And each of those firms, some of them are one person, many of them are more than one person. So you can imagine that there are multiples of that many jobs that are being supported by this program. And one other thing that I would say is that, you know, it's not just that that money is putting people back to work. Some of it is just keeping people from being laid off. So what we are going to be, again, this is another thing we're going to have to keep our eye on, especially once businesses run out of that PPP money. They only have about 8 weeks to spend it, right? So once that first wave of businesses runs out of their PPP money, the big question is, what do they do then? Do they keep all those workers on that they used that money on, or do they have to finally lay them off? There are so many question marks here.
And now that a lot of states are lifting their stay-at-home orders, there are going to be lots of questions about, you know, people who are in this gray zone. We have a question that speaks to that. Georgia is one of the first states to release those stay-at-home orders, and this is Marta in Athens, Georgia.
In my community, many restaurants took initiative to protect public health and close for business prior to the county and statewide ordinances that were enacted. If our businesses choose to remain closed until public health professionals suggest resuming operations, will we lose access to state-funded unemployment benefits since technically the state has suggested that we reopen?
What about that? Marta cannot be the only person who's concerned about that. So, Danielle, what do we know?
Right, and I do have a clear-cut answer on this, and that is that if your business doesn't reopen and you work for them, then yeah, it doesn't matter why your employer says you can't go back to work. If your employer is saying you can't go back to work, you qualify for unemployment benefits. I double checked. I talked to some unemployment experts today that this is pretty cut and dry. You should be okay on that.
And Marta has a follow up.
What happens when PPP grants begin running out?
That's a good question. Now, first things first, like I said, there is still PPP money out there. As of the last count, there's more than $100 billion left. So while that first pot of money ran out quickly, the second pot that Congress put in, demand seems to have slowed down. So it's still there. Now, once it runs out, once again, that's a great question, because there doesn't seem to be the appetite in Washington among policymakers, lawmakers, to re-up the program. So if you're a small business, there are potentially some other options for you. You can look into state and local funds, funding, grants, that sort of thing. The Federal Reserve is starting this Main Street Lending Facility, is what it's called, for small and medium-sized businesses. So some small businesses will qualify for that. So those are a couple places to look. It's not the same as PPP, but it's something.
Let's get this next question in from Shenandoah, and it's about independent contractors.
I'm director of my own dance company, Psychopomp Dance Theater, and I work as a personal trainer for several private gyms as well. What is the state or federal government going to do for independent contractors and freelance artists with financial help? Will we be able to apply for unemployment, and will we be granted benefits?
Danielle, what about that? There are so many people who are in her situation.
Yes. So short answer is this. Yes, you can apply for unemployment. You qualify for it. Congress specifically expanded unemployment so independent contractors, freelancers can apply for it and get it. Now, the long answer is this. That's not to say it's going to be super easy. How fast it goes, what documentation you need to bring in, all of that has to do with what state you're in, how they are processing things. That can really vary. And freelancers and independent contractors, by the way, also have a higher burden of proof of what they have to show as to their lost work and income. Unlike an employee who has a W-2 who works for a quote-unquote standard employer, so to speak, that employer will have you on their records. They're paying into the system. You might have to show invoices, income statements, that sort of thing. My colleagues here at NPR have been doing great reporting on this, and they have reported that you have some contractors saying it's taking forever. So you can apply. It might not be super quick.
That is NPR economics reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Danielle, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Of course. Thank you.
Up next, we'll answer questions about the medical disparities the virus has revealed. And this is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News. Stay with us.